again, it's time to head on over to Appleton, the Appleton Public Library, and visit with Cindy Hendricks, as we do on Tuesdays. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, I know how much you love winter, and we don't really have a white Christmas yet, do we?
And that's okay. I just enjoy Christmas. And I'll tell you, Christmas has exploded here at the Appleton Public Library. I tell you, I can't even tell you how many trees we have. Have you noticed on our Facebook page? I just did a posting last week. I said to people, if you really are thinking about checking out Christmas, come on down. I mean, we've got trees everywhere.
Right.
Animated, Snoopy, Pooh. I mean, we've just got everything. Our selfie station is all set up. It's a Christmas explosion.
That's it. Well, I'm sure it's just like your house. I know how much you love Christmas. How many trees you got up in your house?
I really scaled back, Paul. I really have.
Okay, you're not going to give me a number then.
No.
Okay. I know there's a lot.
Well, there might be a few.
Well, my daughter-in-law, I think she has 8 up.
Oh, wow.
Yep. She loves Christmas just as much as you do.
I think it's just the sparkle of the lights and the flash, and oh, I just love it. Just kind of makes you excited and happy.
Yeah, that's right. All right, I know a lot of things happen at the Appleton Library. Why don't you tell us all about it, Cindy?
Yeah, we've had quite a few things going on this month. We still have a few things going on. I mean, the beginning of the month was pretty busy. And so now we started this week our Winter Reads 2025 sign-up that is exclusively for adults. It's where you read books and you earn prizes while you're doing it. And so the registration starts now, and then the program begins on the 1st or 2nd of January and runs all the way through the 31st of March. And it's just a fun way to read books and kind of share books with other people and earn a few prizes along the way. It's just fun for adults. And then every Wednesday, you know, we always have something going on here at the Appleton Public Library for children. And so this week we are creating a tin masterpiece after school. And they are really fancy looking, I'm telling you. You know, our Georgia here, our children's librarian, is so creative. So she's always got something fun and exciting up her sleeve. And then Prairie 5 with Laura Thomas will be here from 10 to 2 on Thursday the 19th. And, of course, next week we will be closed on December 24th and 25th for the Christmas holiday. But we will still be open that Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So we're just closed those 2 days. So keep that in mind. And then Monday the 30th is our book club. We are going to be discussing the book My Sister's Grave by Robert Dugoni.
My sister's what?
My Sister's Grave by Robert Dugoni.
Okay.
And yes, I have not read the book yet, which I usually wait to read it, but it looks like quite the thriller. And our book club is so much fun, Paul. I just love, love, love it. It's just a great time.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it's super fun, and we have just a lively discussion about a variety of things, of course, you know. So if you're looking for something fun and exciting, join us. We always meet the last Monday of each month at 5 p.m., and we just discuss the book amongst a bunch of other things, too.
So anyway, how does a book club work? Everybody has to purchase the book, or?
No.
Okay.
You know, we're all about free here. And so we order books from other libraries so that we've got enough copies. And then our library system has a program where several of us purchase book club in a bag kits. That means that we buy 10, 12 books and put them in a box, and then we share them amongst other libraries in our system. And plus, you know, we can order from outside our library system, too, to meet the needs. And then, of course, don't forget downloadables. There's a lot that we can download from Libby, which is our online source for downloadable books, magazines, books you can listen to, read-alongs for children. I tell you, the public library is just the place that everything is at. now that we are in our new place, it's kind of been exciting to be able to share all sorts of space with lots of new entities, and a lot of groups of people have been coming here to meet, and we get told all the time we're kind of like a full-service place. We offer printing, air printing, we've got a coffee bar, we've got meeting rooms for people, we've got a plethora of materials to share, as well as online and downloadables. So, you know, it's the perfect mix. And don't forget, walkers. The gymnasium is open from 10 to 3, Monday through Friday, for people to stop on down and keep on moving so you're walking in the winter.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. Talk a little bit about that, the Create a Masterpiece that's tomorrow. What's that all about?
Well, Georgia always has a variety of different things that she offers for kids. And so this is, it's actually, it's a piece of art made out of cardboard, tin foil, and paint. It's
on tin foil.
On tinfoil, and it is super interesting. I think she posted a picture on her Facebook page, so that you can see, and so you'll get to make some different things that almost looks like church windows, to be quite honest with you. I mean, it's amazing how you can take everyday things and make some incredibly beautiful pieces. So that's what the kids are going to do. They are going to be artistes tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey, that winter read program, you can earn prizes for reading books this year, huh? Or 2025.
For 2025, of course, you know, we aren't giving a trip to Hawaii or anything exotic like that. But, yeah, they can earn some prizes. We usually get bags that are themed that we hand out when people sign up for the program. Only our bags are stuck on a ship somewhere, so they're not here yet. Anyway, and then we always have a themed mug. In fact, I've got all of the mugs since we started the winter reading program in like 2001, 2002 on display here at the Appleton Library. So you can look through and see how many years that we have been having the winter reading program. It's kind of incredible.
That's good.
And usually we always end the program with a sweet treat. And so those are some prizes you can earn, and then we do weekly drawings for a variety of different things, you know.
So you can sign up for that now, right?
Yep, you could register right now, but you cannot start reading for it to count until after the first of the year.
Okay. All right, Cindy, let's move into what are people reading this holiday season?
Well, people really aren't reading that much, Paul. They're too busy baking, wrapping, shopping, decorating.
That's true.
Family over, yeah. But there are a couple of new things to talk about. In fact, there's a new hardcover nonfiction book called Your Mom's Gonna Love Me by Matt Rife. It's the comedian portrays moments from his life and career. And then there's a couple of new fiction books. Brandon Sanderson has a fantasy book. In fact, it's the fifth book in the Stormlight Archive series. He's got that out. And then a new item from Emily McIntyre is starting a new series called the Never After series. And so if you are interested in any of these books, or if you would like a suggestion on a book or author, stop on down. We are all readers here, and we all read such a variety of things that we're always talking. You should check this book out. So we aren't just gossiping here. We're always talking about books.
All right. I'm going to ask a question, Cindy.
Sure.
How many books do you think you read in 2024? You're a book reader, big speed reader, right?
Yes. I mean, I've read over 150 so far this year. So.
Okay.
You
beat
now.
Me. Over 150 books.
At least. What? I probably have read a few more because, you know, I mix it up. I read some paper books, and then I read a lot of the online digital.
Yep.
And so it's kind of a combination of the two things. So I'd say I'm probably between 150 to 170 at least.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you showed me that one time when I was at the library. You showed me how you speed read. That was pretty cool.
Well, you know, this is so weird, though, because, I mean, I learned this in seventh grade. In seventh grade, where I went to school, they had a class on speed reading, and it just really stuck with me.
I guess.
I can push it and read a book, you know, just an average-size book, probably in about 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
So I might be slowing down, though. Who knows?
All right. Next week, when we talk, I'll ask you what one of your favorite books that you read, so you can think on that.
That's a hard thing.
I'll give you a couple. You report on that next time, then.
I'll have to hear about your favorite, then, too.
Okay. Well, you know my story about reading books, so we won't share that on the radio, though.
Well, you know, we're always looking to start new readers up, you know, because there's books you can listen to.
Yep.
There's magazines. Just reading is always such a nice way to exercise one's mind.
Okay. All right, Cindy, where's the library located and when you open?
We are located at 50 East Rooney Avenue in the lovely city of Appleton. Our phone number is 320-289-1681. You can get a hold of us and check out our Facebook page as well as our website for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
All right, Cindy, thank you, and you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. Happy holidays to you, too.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.